Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
5:33 an hour later on the Tweed, big Friday show. Before you head into the weekend, you can have some Christmas cash. Thank you to the Oasis Shopping Centre.
Marbles.
Well, Kerry Madrabar, I think she's got it all sorted. It's 92.5 Triple M's Christmas baubles.
She gave it some, didn't she?
Chance absolutely. To share in $2,000 worth of Christmas cash. That before 9 o'clock.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Rod, Rod
voice
McLeod.
Voice from the deep.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, where'd you go last night?
Very enthused. I went to Event Cinema Pacific Fair for the debut of the Angels documentary, music documentary.
Oh.
And it was called Kicking Down the Door. And basically went through the entire history of the Angels band, and it was fantastic. There was about 30-odd diehard Angels fans there with T-shirts and everything else like that, and it just explored the band dynamics and how one of the greatest mysteries of the universe is why the Angels weren't as big as AC/DC and INXS, because they were, at their prime, unbeatable. They got kicked off a tour by the Kinks because they were so good. The support band was getting more encores than the Kinks
were. Is that right?
So, really?
Yeah. And that was just one of many setbacks that the band had to undergo. It delved into some of their personal endeavours and trials and tribulations as well. It was really,
so
really
you're
good.
A massive Angels fan. We
Absolutely.
See the car rocking every morning with the windows down and the Angels blaring.
Yes, and I've got the Rick Brewster, Walter, Why Have You Been Lying to Me T-shirt on today.
Rod, I need to ask you, I mean, how do you rate Dave Gleason? I mean, he stepped in, obviously, with Doc sadly not being here.
I probably fall into the Doc Neeson Angels camp.
Okay.
I mean, I love Gleeso. I love his work with the Screaming Jets. I've got all the Screaming Jets albums, but as frontman for the Angels, you couldn't beat Doc.
Yeah, fair call.
Okay, well, worthwhile seeing.
Yep.
Absolutely, yeah. If you're an Aussie music fan, for sure. The likes of Midnight Oil, INXS, wouldn't have had the success they had in the United States and Europe without the Angels basically making all the mistakes.
All right.
Okay.
Letting the other bands know this is what you've got to avoid.
Well, you had a win last night. Can you have a win today? We'd name that year.
We play that coming up next. Are you ready, Ali? We head into the weekend. Who is going to be the winner of the Friday edition of Name That Year? And just this week and next week to go.
Yeah, it is epic. And this is the easiest one.
Al, that would have to be the worst radio story I've ever heard.
What?
What did he say again?
I'm on my way to work. And that was it.
Yeah, no, I just said it was just a quick chat with Rocky. He's listening to us on the M1.
Good on you, Rocky. I'm glad you're going to work. Like
hey,
thousands
Rocky.
Of other Gold Coasters.
Part of
good on you.
Yeah, shout out to Rocky.
Who is Rocky?
Rocky's one of our family members of the Gold Coast Triple M family.
Is Rocky the one that's Roman's Mobile Coffee? I love Rocky.
It could well be him. I didn't hang around long enough to find out.
We understand that.
Yes. It lasted all of 4 seconds.
Yeah. What about that? Oh, hey, really nice to meet you. What do you do? Oh, yeah, see ya.
Anyway.
So interested.
Rocky's he's a fan of the station. We love his work.
Well, it might be Rocky from Roman's Coffee.
Yeah, and we love Roman's Coffee.
We do.
Let's have a look at the scoreboard.
At the moment, Ali is on zero. I am on one.
Yes.
And Rod, you are on two.
I like Rocky's mate, Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
There's always room for one more.
Yeah, watch me pull the rabbit out of this hat.
What?
Hey.
One hat.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Okay.
Hey, presto.
Oh, we are children of the 80s.
Yes.
Okay, you know we're doing our 92.5 Triple M Christmas. Bobble.
Bobble.
Chance to get that Oasis Christmas cash to the shopping centre there. Name that year.
Jingle bell, ring in the holidays with Now That's What I Call Christmas. 36 Christmas wishes from some of your favourite artists.
Yes, anyway, that's all very exciting. What was, what year did the first ever Christmas bauble come out?
Wow.
Good one.
Basically invented. What year?
I love this.
The bauble was invented in 1785.
Oh, Rod the newsreader.
I think it was German. What are we going to put on the tree? Let's grab the bauble.
It was Hans Geiner or Gerner.
Oh, Hans. Good idea, Hans. You idiot.
1872.
Oh, that was actually very close to what I was going to say.
Well, what are you saying?
I was thinking around the 1870 mark. I'll go 1879 just to give Rod a little bit of something.
1650.
Yeah.
Wow.
Spider.
Oh, I love a good
ball, ball.
Hey, there was a very big movie premiere on this day in a particular year.
I had to get a message to police squad. Oh. This scene is turning into more than I could handle by myself. No phone and miles from civilization. My prospects look bleaker than a gerbil's in a bathhouse.
I don't know what that means.
What does he mean by that?
I don't know. Anyway, but that was Leslie Nielsen.
Yes.
So what year did the name...
Yes. 1980...
Today.
Eight.
Oh, yeah.
Done, Ali.
Greater a long and generous body cavity, sir.
Yes, nice beaver.
Okay. Well done, Ali. So, Spider, you're on the board. Yeah. Ali's on the board. Roy, yes. You need this to stay in the game all right. Today.
Good evening, Executive Principal Mr. Chris Capra, parents, guardians, teachers, distinguished guests,
yes.
As we welcome you to the 2021 Palm Beach Grumman State High School graduation ceremony.
Well done. That was a big night, too.
PBC. So,
yeah, PBC, great school here on the Gold Coast. What year was it founded?
Rather newsreader.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. I'm thinking 1973.
No. Ooh,
PBC.
I'm going to say Spider.
Yes.
I'm going to go earlier. Rodney?
By how much?
I'm going to go 1951.
Ooh.
All right, well, I'll go... Is it the high school? Did you say yes?
Yes.
I'll go 1974.
It was 1972.
Done. You deserve
still
that. You deserve
it.
That.
Oh, okay.
What did you say?
What?
I said still in it.
Oh, yes, you are. We're down to a tie break.
Here we go. Come on now. Go, Spider.
So it's Trisha Yearwood.
Who?
Trisha Yearwood.
I thought it was Celine Dion.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
It was from the soundtrack to a great Nicolas Cage movie called Con Air.
And what's the question?
What year was Con Air released?
Spider. 95.
Oh.
Rod the newsreader.
Oh, no, Rod got in, actually.
Okay.
Oh, hang
on.
Mm.
No,
let's go.
You're going to go back and listen. Rod, who do you think got in first?
I don't know. I thought it was pretty simultaneous.
I think
but...
you did. I'll give it to you.
No. I insist. You first.
Come on.
Go on, you first.
All right. 1996.
After all that,
Rod the newsreader, 1998.
It's 1997.
Oh, so we've got a shared
split ski.
Really? Another tie break?
Yes.
Yeah, another tie break. Okay. I'm out.
And while you're finding a tie break, everyone, do yourself a favour. You need to go onto YouTube and type in Nicolas Cage losing his SHIT. Yeah. It's hilarious.
No worries.
The
Here's the tie break.
A hooker cut to look like Lana Turner is still a hooker.
Hey!
She just looks like Lana Turner.
She is Lana Turner.
What?
She is Lana Turner.
That's good guy Guy Pearce in, what was the movie? I forget. L.A. Confidential.
Yes.
What year was Guy Pearce born?
Ali.
Ooh. Oh.
Guy Pearce, great actor.
Yeah.
19.
Good Geelong boy.
60.
Yeah.
Six.
Rod the newsreader, 1967.
Boom.
Oh,
there it is.
Spider,
what are you doing now? I don't know.
You are looking at me funny.
You're being weird.
Spider's just giving me this weird kind of flinty look.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
Why? What are you up to?
Nothing.
It's got on our planning board
the word spider, and I'm thinking, righto, what are you talking about? 550, let's go.
No, I'm not talking about anything.
Just stand off.
This is great.
I can press a button, we can go to traffic.
Yeah.
You want us to do that?
No. Al, what's going on? Al Dobie, you're being weird. Triple M family, this is a very unusual situation, Flan.
I've never seen a radio standoff before. This is fantastic.
We have the Luke Boner show on air before us, right?
Here we go.
Yeah.
And Spider went national. And it was an interesting call because we've got the audio of Spider going national. And this is what he had to say with Boner.
Peter Spider, Everett, who's just rung in from Triple M Breakfast on the Gold Coast. Mate, how are you?
Yeah, good. I've got to ring in, but I'm on the Gold Coast at the moment.
I know you are. You own the Gold Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
You own the Gold Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
Spider.
Absolutely.
You are virtually the mayor of the Gold Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand that at 92.5 Triple M.
Yeah, yeah.
Spider, yeah, geez, just, big note yourself.
What's going on there? No mention of Flan or Ali.
Yeah. I caught the end of it as I was driving in, and Luke said, yeah, you're on with Flan and Ali, and Spider went, who?
You've made it.
I've made it. Who are you?
I don't know, please.
Here's what you need to know. Got to let
you know. Yeah, there's big calls around revamping up Surfers Paradise. Try and make it the jewel again. It gets these calls every year, but now they're getting serious about it. They're saying, and it's a good quote, if Surfers Paradise had feelings, it would be in therapy. because everybody just keeps bashing it. It just keeps belted. And we know that, you know, there's so many other great places, but we do need to make it the jewel, the nightlife for families, cater for a lot, but it does need a good facelift, and we do need to support it and get behind it, because still, it is the jewel of the Gold Coast when you're looking from outside the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Would it be therapy or rehab?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point,
though. From part A, bit from part B. The Queensland Council of Social Services have cautiously welcomed the state government's Housing Summit Outcomes Report.
Okay.
So, premastasia.
That's a great new word.
I
love it.
Premastasia.
Go with it.
Premastasia. I'm going to stick with that. She announced in Parliament that $56 million would be spent on new housing supply and support initiatives, which includes more financial support for renters experiencing severe rental stress. Also things like no-interest housing loans, bond loans and grants, rental security subsidy. So, and also 7 sites across the southeast.
This is spectacular, isn't
have
it?
Been shortlisted for public housing, 2 of which include Southport and Varsity Lakes.
Excellent.
So, yes.
Somebody did something. I'm in shock. I love that. I'm really am thrilled that something has happened there.
I haven't put any shovels in the ground yet.
Okay, well, I understand.
And you know what? I will just finish with this, Flan, only because you said that.
Go for it.
The Queensland Council of Social Services said that these new initiatives do little for those on social housing wait lists already. So anyway, stay tuned.
It might help the homeless.
Yes, it might.
That's a move forward in the right direction.
Yes.
Look, here's another one for you. A Thai Buddhist temple has been left with no monks to staff it because they all failed drug tests.
Last one standing.
Yeah, welcome to the Quizaster. Ellie, morning, Ashmore. How are you?
Really good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. What are you up to this morning?
Just going for a walk. I've got your listener app.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I love you the most.
Download that at LISTNR. Listen to us anywhere, anytime.
Well, here we go. Welcome to the Quizaster. Good luck. We'll hand it over to Flan.
Thanks, Flan.
You've got 3 questions.
It's all pear-shaped from here. Good luck.
Beautiful.
We want you to tell us, what is Greta Thunberg's first name?
How dare you?
Stop that.
Greta?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I don't know how you got that. A little too overexcited.
Well done,
played.
Al.
All right. Question 2 is true or false? Okay. By law, women's underwear cannot be... Just wait
Hang
for the
on,
whole
hey,
This
hey,
is the whole thing. Look at Flan's eye.
She should see him
out. Out one of his eyes is opening probably.
What is
Honestly,
wrong with you?
He's... Flan, he gets us so distracted. It was
you
showing
made
us
me
something.
Laugh.
You made me laugh as we were coming back.
Back to the contest. By law, true or false, women's underwear cannot be hung outdoors during autumn and winter in Los Angeles. Is that true or false?
Oh, I think it's true.
It is true.
What?
It's true. Okay.
Don't ask him why.
I want to know why.
No.
I can't tell you why. It was on this card from the game Fact or Crap. It doesn't go into detail, and I'm glad about it.
Ali's going to win here.
Question 3, Ali. This could be your ticket. Here we go.
Okay.
I want you to listen very carefully to this very difficult question.
Okay.
Which profession needs to use a buffer, clenching tongs, and pincers that begins with F and rhymes with aria?
F and aria.
Aria. It begins with F. And it rhymes with aria.
Come on, Al. You can do it.
Aria.
Come on, Al.
Barrier.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, wow, geez.
Sorry, it's early. Yeah. Took me a minute.
Oh, so good. You got a double pass to Event Cinemas.
You can... Thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you for listening to us. We love it on the Listener app.
I love it. You guys keep me up every morning.
Oh, we're not even going to say anything to that, Al.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
6:33, an hour later on the Tweed. Well, what, just over 3 weeks to go now until Christmas. And we love the fact that we are...
Big enough to move freely. Small enough so you can find the store. The Oasis Broadbeach.
Bauble!
92.5, Triple M's Christmas Bauble.
We got the Christmas, or as Kerry Mutrabar likes to say...
Well done, Kerry.
Yes, that's the best one ever. With names on these baubles, we call out three names. Before 9 o'clock, we'll do this. And if your name gets called out, you've got to call us. And you get a share in our Oasis Christmas cash.
Absolutely. It's that easy. Everybody's got a name. Listen for your name. First one through. Win the cash for Christmas.
I love
with
this
our Christmas. That before nine, but Spider, where are you going next?
I want to ask Ellie a question. She's got a big week. You've got a big weekend this weekend. You're moving. Not so much about the move, but I'm going to ask about more personal about why the move. Now, Ellie, you're moving this weekend, just
moving
around
today.
The corner. Oh, today, that's right. And got everything prepared.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much everything's good to go. I go and pick up the keys after the show today, actually. And, moving truck comes at 1 p.m. So I'll be doing a last-minute scramble. I'm hoping that the rain's going to
And because of the rental crisis and how everything's really tough at the moment, you're moving in with your two daughters and your ex-husband.
Yes. So Steve and I, we separated 2019 and then we lived together through COVID, actually, because we didn't tell the girls for... Oh, probably about 5 months after we'd separated.
Do you stay in separate rooms? Or?
Yeah, but our girls were used to that. We slept in separate rooms for most of our marriage, really, because of snoring and Steve liking to watch the TV. And, yeah, well, that's what he said anyway.
How do you can I ask? Cause it's interesting.
Yeah, look.
Because if I sit there and go, gee, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do ask me, Spide, whether... Steve and I are getting back together.
Yeah.
They'll have the little whisper and say, you two, you know, do you think there's a chance you're getting back together? And the answer is no, we're not. But, yeah, I guess for our girls, so as you know, I've got two lots of kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so Steve's the father of my younger two children, Josie and Lulu. They're 15 and 16. And so it's not my first rodeo as in living separated from your kids' parents, as you have,
yeah,
Spider.
Yeah, but living with... Yeah, Steve.
Yeah.
Is there if there's no chance of getting back, is it going to halt you from moving forward?
Well, to be honest, I don't have time to move forward and I'm not looking for another relationship, you know what I mean? And look, to my knowledge, as far as I know, neither is Steve. We don't actually have that conversation. Steve's sort of a bit old school and it's not like he would ever ask.
I just realised
if I was seeing anyone,
I'm doing
you know.
A radio show with someone who isn't married to the husband but lives with them.
I know.
As someone who is married to their wife but doesn't live
and
with them.
And is living. Yeah. So I thought about that the other day too, Flan.
I'm so weird to live with my wife.
Yeah, you are.
Absolutely.
You're so
strange.
Normal.
Yeah.
You're so 1970.
But I'm doing something about it.
But you think this is 12 or 18 months. You know, these could be 3-4 years.
Well, I guess the thing is, Spod, like, last year I lived up the sunny coast with... And Josie and Lulu came with me. And then this year, obviously, we moved down the Gold Coast and Steve's been in Brizzy the whole time because we still haven't sold our family home. So he's now lived away from the girls for nearly 2 years. I did it when I was in Hobart. So, and Josie and Lulu, they're at the age now where kids don't want to live in two different homes. My older two kids, Jesse and Jake, at this exact age, they both bucked up and said they did not want to keep going between their dad's house and me.
Okay.
So I'm kind of anticipating that, and Steve wants to move down the Gold Coast to be closer to the girls, and he asked if I'd be open to a dual living scenario.
Can I ask then, okay, the girls are 15, the youngest one. When she moves out of home, will you still be together?
Oh, come on.
Well, yes or no?
No, I'm sure that we won't.
Okay.
I'm sure that...
No,
and listen, hey, but we're moving in today. We might not still be doing it by the end of next week. You know, we're all just, you know, crossing our fingers. So, yes, but...
That's when I'll move in with you.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Triple M breakfast. Flan, Ali, and
sorry,
Spider.
Flan, your wife already is.
We're just talking about Anthony Albanese. You know, there's a couple of things, and he's going to be a part of my spray a little later on.
What's he copping it for?
Well, he doesn't want to have a public holiday if the Socceroos win over the weekend. Oh, but you're saying that his documents have been leaked.
Yeah, the Russian cyber hackers, they got rid of all of the rest of the details. I uploaded them to the internet.
Wow.
Including the prime ministers. And I did notice that Medibank came out very quickly and said, look, a lot of these things can't be read properly and they can't be understood.
Who would you rather get?
How crap are you guys at your job? Yes. Not only can't you keep these details, they don't make sense.
Oh, my good God. Whose would you like him to leak?
Mine. I want to be part of the class action. I don't care who knows that I've got one weird one and one left one and one right one. Yeah. And
would you read Trump's?
Oh, my word, I would. But we have got a hold of the prime ministerial voicemail. Have a listen to this.
G'day. You've called Australia, and this is Albo. I can't answer your call right... Oh, who dropped their guts? Carol, go outside and shake yourself. Oh, we were... Rightio, leave a message, and I'll...
Albo, it's, yeah, it's Russell Crowe, mate. Prime Minister, Russian cyber hackers have released your private Medibank details and out onto the internet, and I thought you'd want to know that. And your secret is safe with me, sir. Albo... had only one big ball.
Triple M, Gold Coast. Triple M breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
7:03, Al later on the tweet.
Yeah, big shout out. I want to give the Southport Sharks a shout out at the moment. They really support our show here, but they've got a brand new restaurant in there as well. Part of the Southport Sharks. Massive setup it is, but they've got Mozza.
Yes.
Myself and Ali were lucky enough to go there last night. And
well,
look,
they've outsourced in a sense, haven't they? Because they've approached an amazing crew of people headed by a guy called Dave.
Yeah.
Who owns Crafties. And also, what's the one at Brickworks called?
The chicken place, the Rooster.
It's a beautiful chicken one. I'll get the name of it because I want to do it justice. But yes, we were at Mozza last night. So we're going to play a game with you, Triple M family, because this time of year, who's got spare cash laying around to go to dinner?
Yep.
No one.
And who's been a Mozza? Your chance to try. $150 up for grabs. 1-300-925-666. You've got to guess the dish Ali is describing.
Reveal the meal.
Yes, that's it. I'm going to try and do like a MasterChef-y Melissa Leon description.
Yeah, big shout out to Mozza, a brand new restaurant there inside the Southport Sharks. It's a fantastic setup, great Italian restaurant and overlooks the footy. But we went there last night, Ali.
Oh, we did.
It was fantastic.
It's an amazing venue, actually. They've got a living olive tree right in the middle of the restaurant. It's by a guy called Dave and his beautiful wife, Christy. It's their restaurant. They own multiple venues on the Gold Coast, and they've done a sensational job. The cocktails are absolutely off you know what. They are so delicious. I don't know how I'd ever narrow it down to one, but the food's amazing. I mean, they do this fluffy white bread mortadella sandwich with provolone cheese and their own barbecue sauce.
A New York diner sandwich. Wow.
You watch your pasta be tossed around in a huge wheel of provolone cheese. I mean, this is just amazing, this restaurant.
It is fantastic.
And you can watch the footy.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can get a view of the football. I would love to have a great big attack. Middle of the winter, cold day, footy game, Mozza.
And that's what they pride themselves on is, you know, their food and their wine and their cocktails. But your chance to win a $150 voucher now. Ali, give us a little bit of what you describe one of the dishes that you've got to try and guess on 1-300-925-666.
This is so hard. I don't know how to choose, but I think I've got to start with something that melts in your mouth.
Oh, okay. It does.
Caitlin, good morning.
I've already, don't know what it is.
Can Ali from Mwoolumba reveal the meal?
So am I just doing one meal?
Yeah, no, go one dish.
I'm not cook.
That's why you need Mozza.
Can we put a Macca's menu up? I'll know all that.
No, you definitely can't. Okay. Once you've been to Mozza, you will never go to Macca's.
Here we go. Try and work out what she's describing.
Okay.
Oh, God.
They melt in your mouth. And they also in your hand.
Oh.
Keep going.
They're round.
Oh, yep, I know what it is. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't think it's radio appropriate.
Oh, no, no. It's something you get at a restaurant.
It's a restaurant yes. dish. What do you reckon?
Oh, my bad.
Oh, we might have... Ooh.
No, yeah, Caitlin. Oh. All right, oh, okay, bad luck. Here we go. Christina. Oh. Christina. In Mermaid Beach. Here we go. What is Ellie describing?
Reveal the meal.
Ready, pinky. Melt in your mouth and in your hand. They feel, if you give them a little bit of a squeeze,
yeah.
they'll fall apart. Al, settle down.
Goodness sake, Al.
Top with cheese.
Of course they are.
Yes, they do.
What is
they
she describing?
They smell delicious. I would be terrible.
They smell delicious.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know?
I would say, like, a steak, but maybe not.
No.
No.
Okay. Mm. All right, Maxine in Tugan. Maxine, what's Ellie describing? Here we go.
Okay. Maxine, I want you just to imagine you've got your hand out and someone places these items in your hand and they just, they melt, but they smell amazing.
They?
A little bit of cheese.
Are they round?
They're round. You almost can't even get them in your mouth.
Perfectly round or sort of oblongy?
Ooh. Too far.
Oh.
They've got a delicious sauce on them. Bite-sized.
Bite-sized.
Come on.
Maxine.
No, come on. We can't describe it anymore.
Yeah, all right.
Go back to Caitlin. One more. Oh, Caitlin.
Okay. Caitlin from...
Caitlin, have you worked it out?
Have you worked it out? Yeah, Caitlin.
Hello.
Still haven't worked it out?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I would be terrible on MasterChef.
You would be. Okay, Maxine. Maxine in Tugan. Maxine, you worked it out yet? Have a guess.
It's Italian.
An Italian restaurant.
Oh.
They melt in your mouth.
They're round.
You could play with them.
Like
you could juggle them.
Meatballs. Spaghetti and meatballs.
I don't know how you got that, but you've won.
Oh, my God.
Honestly,
so what has Maxine won?
Maxine has won a $150 voucher to Mozza Mozza. Now, honestly, Spider, how good were these meatballs?
The mozzarella meatballs were absolutely amazing. They did melt in your mouth with every bite.
Yes.
They are absolutely the best meatballs I have ever tasted in my entire life.
That's a very big claim.
Amongst many other things that we ate last night.
Enjoy, Maxine. Well done.
Thank you.
I don't know
how I did it.
It's time for quotable quotes.
Okay, so we've quotable quotes each Friday. It could be someone in the studio that slipped up and makes quotable quotes. It could be part of the wider Gold Coast Triple M family.
Ooh,
okay. We love who's
going first. Is it everybody in this studio? Everybody?
Except me.
Oh, okay.
You curate.
Oh,
okay.
Seriously.
Oh, probably there was something during the week, but, you know, I just probably didn't.
Surely not, Al.
We all forgot.
Anyway,
very right.
Spider?
Oh. Yeah. Up front.
You were describing how Flan was feeling after the Socceroos had an amazing win. Flan, you came in and you were...
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
I am, what do you say, top of the was this morning.
Full as a chook.
Full as a chook. I am stuffed to the gullet with pride for Australia. Full as a chook.
I know.
I was not filled with breadcrumbs and herbs.
No. If you want a chook with breadcrumbs and herbs, go to Bird Royale.
Keeping that animal theme going, you guys did visit an amazing place last couple of days up at Animal Welfare League. Well, Flan, what did you call it?
That's cost to the ALW.
AWL, Animal Welfare League.
Did I mention I'm a dyslexic idiot?
No, you did not.
Well, I am.
Correct.
And, Ali, we come to you. With,
you must be the worst.
Is it the firefighters around airports looking to strike, and that was going to be a real issue for people flying overseas?
Yeah, December 9, 5 until 9 a.m. Yeah.
Spider's family flying out, and look, the way you described it.
Strike as hard as you can on the 9th.
But that's going to affect you, though. You're flying out on the 10th. I know, but there'll be flow over.
No, they won't.
That's the way you say it.
There'll definitely be flow over.
Yeah, that's the problem. Hopefully there's no flow over.
That
is what you need to know. Bit of flow over.
Flow over. I had no idea what you were replaying. Everyone's got a bit of flow over.
Absolutely.
You know, let's be honest.
Someone might see this as a little bit of bullying by ending with Spider.
It's not bullying.
Because
you're the Bradman of quotable quote.
Just fact. You've got a great batting average for quotable quotes.
Here we go.
And this is why. So we do name that year, just after 5:30, later on the tweet. And there was I think it was the release of a particular computer. What year was the very first Apple computer released?
Oh, I thought it was going to be Macintosh.
1978.
No. I'll go 1977.
76.
How do you play an ad about Macintosh and go to Apple?
Well, because Apple is Macintosh. Oh, is it?
It's only the biggest selling personal computer in the history of Apple.
Macintosh. Oh, okay. I'm big on computers.
We get to play that again on Friday.
Yes, we do.
And we did.
Okay, it was a simple mistake.
There you go.
This is a funny one.
That was quotable quotes for this week.
Spider spray.
Yeah, we're talking about ScoMo or Elbo, our Prime Minister at the moment, Anthony Albanese.
What's he done?
Well, he had his Medicare details leaked from a hacker.
That's right.
And he thinks that's an issue. He's got a big issue on his hand come Sunday morning, I can tell you what.
I like.
Yep. I am over ScoMo. I am ScoMo. Elbo. He mentioned on Sky News a little early today, and it got me a little bit filthy. The Socceroos are playing Argentina on Sunday. Oh,
incredible, isn't it?
They need the national anthem.
Yes, thank you, Al.
Okay. Look, they're the underdogs to win, but we like being the underdogs. And we're talking about Aussie pride here. We're talking about nothing else but the green and gold. It's all about Australia.
So excited.
We are so excited. And even if we don't care about soccer, we are excited. Except for Elbo now. Except for Elbo has decided that he said it doesn't matter what happens on Sunday, there's not going to be a public holiday. Well, I'll tell you something, Elbo. In 4 years, we've got a vote. And if he remembers when we won the America's Cup, what did one of our great Prime Ministers say? He said this.
I tell you what, any boss who sacks anyone for not turning up today is a bum.
Absolutely. Take a little bit of advice or a leaf out of Bobby's book and have a listen to that, because that put votes on the table for him. Mm-hmm. So, Elbo, you cannot say it's not going to be a public holiday. Let's go through some of our public. We've got a public holiday for the Queen. Mm. Half us want a republic. We don't care. Well, we never care. No.
It's the King now.
I'm saying it was the Queen. We had a public holiday for her and we wanted to be a republic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have an AFL grand final public holiday down south. We have an NRL grand final public holiday up north. We have Labor Day. Who cares about Labor? No one. Okay, we have a show day and no one goes to the show. Why can't we have a National Socceroos Day? A day where we can fake injuries. A day we can let off flares. A day we can really celebrate the way the soccer fans do. We can get into the cities. We can write. We can jump up and down. We can scream and shout. We can show the green and gold how proud we are. So, Elbo, I say, to save your job, if the Socceroos win, we have a public holiday on Monday.
Ew.
You've been sprayed by Spider. Book a delicious all-you-can-eat buffet at Sharks. Visit southportsharks.com.au.
Triple M's $1,000 minute. I thank you some
extra money. Can we say good morning to Brad in Oxford? Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, guys.
How are you? How are you feeling? You good? You nervous? You ready to win $1,000?
I'm ready to win.
Awesome. All right, here we go.
Come on, mate.
Absolutely. These are the rules and regulations. You've got 60 seconds. The time will start at the end of Ali's first question. If you don't know an answer, simply pass. When we've got time, we'll come back to it. We will take your first response. But outside of that, Brad, $1,000. Would love to lead into the weekend giving you that. Here we go. Good luck.
Thank you.
I don't know why, but I feel nervous.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Here we go.
Take your breath.
There you go.
Let's do this, Brad. Which Gold Coast suburb is the Wallaby Hotel located in?
Mudra.
What is the largest mammal in the world?
The blue whale.
What is the most populous country in the world?
China.
How many sides does a cube have? Who is the Prime Minister of Australia?
Anthony Albanese.
In the human body, where would you find the scapular bone?
The back.
Which paint company has an Old English sheepdog as its mascot?
Pass.
What is Italy's largest island?
Sicily.
A water day helps you work, rest and play?
Apple.
The hit song by Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name, went number one in what year? Was it 1982, 1986 or 1991?
1986.
Which paint company has the Old English sheepdog as its mascot?
It would be...
Paint British... company. Paint brand.
British Paint.
I tell you what, we were nervous because you got all the way. It was Dulux. Has the English sheepdog. And the other one, Work, Rest and Play. That's not an apple a day. No. It is Mars.
You're whooping a Mars bar, mate.
But, hey, you got the other eight correct. Well played.
Yes.
Mate, you're a stylish player. You sounded like you were going to go all the way to me. You got yourself a double pass to Event Cinemas. Unwrap the magic of movies this Christmas with an Event Cinemas gift card. Mate, thanks for playing. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Some really good players last week with our 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute. For those that are here listening to the Flan Alley and Spider podcast, well done. You are clever people because now you got a heads up.
And you know what I enjoy about this little moment here right now?
Mm-hmm.
This will eliminate some nerves.
For somebody.
Yeah, because a lot of people get nervous.
They do.
This will eliminate nerves because suddenly you'll have two, maybe three, could be four questions.
Wow, halfway there sometimes.
Here we go.
Living on a
Come on, Al, test us.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Stripes, chevron, floral, and plaid are examples of what?
Al, clothing fabric.
Wow.
Any other options?
I said zebras.
Things at spotlight.
The answer is patterns.
Oh.
But I will accept fabric as well.
All right. Well done, big guy.
Very good. Okay.
I mean, you having worked at Country Road, I'm not surprised
and
you got
spotlight,
that.
Spotlight, then, if you're
going to. You're onto that quick.
Yep. All right, here we go.
Come on.
What other name does corn go by? C-O-R-N.
Plan.
Yes.
Maize?
Yes.
Yeah, great get. Great get.
Best line from Nacho Libre. Get that corn out of my face.
Have you got one more? Because they're tough.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
How many Lord of the Rings films are there?
Spider, 12.
Al?
I'm going to say 3.
It just seemed like 12, buddy. I'm going to lock in 3 with Al.
Okay, lock that in. However, here's my question. What about The Hobbit?
Oh!
Well, no, because that's called The Hobbit.
I know.
So how many?
I'll have to say titled Lord of the Rings. There's 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they had a trilogy, which is a trilogy means 3.
Oh, well,
they didn't have a dozen.
Well, that's another question. How many in a trilogy? No, it's not.
12.
All right. Really good. We love that. Okay, you've got a really good heads up. On Monday's 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute, we played just before 8 with Flan, Ali and Spider on the Gold Coast Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
8:03 an hour later on the tweet on a Friday, we like to celebrate with our caller of the week for a chance to pick up a meat tray, the best meat tray going around.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. If you want to get your Bengalo hams too ready for Christmas, make sure you order now. Go, I know somebody has already ordered theirs. Mm-hmm. And during the week, we're talking about, Ali, when you got locked out of your house over the weekend.
Yes, I did. I struggled to get back in. And we asked, when have you been locked out? Good morning, Kelly in Palm Beach. Give us your locked out disaster.
Oh, my God. Okay. Got all dressed up. Ball gown, long gloves, had an awesome night, got home and realised I'd forgot my keys.
Oh.
I knew that I'd had my back door was unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
The only way I could get in was actually jump my fence, my side gate.
Okay.
So I'm jumping that, and mind you, I've got a G-string on.
Oh.
Right. Yeah.
I'm making a lot of noise. You know when you're really drunk and you think I'm... quiet.
Yeah. No.
And I get halfway over the gate, my dress splits, and my neighbor opens his windows and turns his light on.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
Hello.
Hello, Bridget Jones.
Yep. Full moon is out.
Well done. You got the meat tray, select and save from Bermuda Butchery's new meat cellar, Q Supercentre, Mermaid Waters with Caller of the Week.
I cannot believe it. I cannot believe, Ali Plath, you have never, ever
re-gifted.
So you've never received a gift and then passed it on to somebody else.
This is...
I don't believe I have.
This is the peak time. Christmas time is the peak time to re-gift. I think, honestly, there isn't a present I haven't re-gifted outside of a photo that I can't.
I can't make the same claim, but there is a nuance to re-gifting that I think you should explore. Right. You know when someone gives you, say, a bottle of wine, right? And it's not a good one. They've obviously gone to the cheap... Listen to the whole story. Mm-hmm. They've obviously gone to the cheap wine barrel. They've paid $6 or $5 for a glass, and here you go, there's your Christmas present.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't
save
do that.
Age it a year so it's a better wine and give it back to them and say, I noticed that you liked this wine. You gave it to me last year, so I got you a bottle.
Oh.
So you never own up to re-gifting. I love re-gifting. It's an art to re-gift everything.
So you
that
do
I,
it all the time.
I collect everything during the year, and I re-gift it all at Christmas. I don't have to buy a Christmas present. And
that's ridiculous.
No, I'm being serious.
What about your footy days? Your footy days, you would have picked up some...
oh, absolutely.
Some collateral.
Anything the property steward had going out for free, the kids got for Christmas.
The joy of giving, not the joy of re-gifting.
Giving still.
Yeah, I've repacked
Giving
Sheree's.
What you don't want.
I've given Sheree the same present for 3 years. So it doesn't worry me. But you've never re-gifted.
No, I honestly don't believe I have. I mean, at a pinch, it would be something like what you said, Flan. If there was a bottle of wine, I just don't think I've done it. Flan, do you re-gift?
I do, but not as extensively as Spider. I reckon probably about 25% of the things I get at Christmas I would re-gift.
25%? Yeah. Aldobe, do you re-gift?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be careful, though. If someone has given you a book and it's signed by the author, then you give that to someone else. Here's your book, Al.
Dear Al.
There's an art.
Giving it to Karen.
Just write an I on it and give it to you.
Yeah. Yes. There's an art to re-gifting, no doubt about it.
But What's the art?
The art is just making sure you're smart about it. It's about putting it in a different bag, about putting it in a different container, just re-jigging it a little bit and adding a little bit and taking a little bit. There's an art to re-gifting. Absolutely. I love it. And I reckon you would be the only person on the Gold Coast.
On your own.
There'd be everybody...
No way. There would be plenty of people that aren't complete scabs like you lot.
Every person re-gifts. Scabs.
No, they don't.
All right, let's throw it out to the Gold Coast Triple M family, Ali. Let's see if you're the only one.
Yeah. Rod McLeod would re-gift. Do you re-gift, Rod?
I re-grift.
Re-grift.
I re-gifted a birthday card to my niece, Lauren. For her 11th birthday, I actually had two 11th birthday, and I crossed out the one and put two in front of it for a 21st.
Oh,
and she posted it on social media. My scabby Uncle Rod has given me the same card.
Oh, scabby
There's
Uncle
295
Rod.
Hallmark will never see.
Yep. Yes. All right. Are you a re-gifter, and what have you re-gifted? How big have you gone on the re-gifting?
Oh, come
on. 1-300-925-666. We're going to re-gift to you a double to A Day on the Green.
What?
To see Rod Stewart, special guest Cyndi Lauper, bringing the hits tour to A Day on the Green, Ceremay Wine to Mount Cotton, Saturday, March 25. But a second show now announced Sunday, March 26. Tickets on sale December 8 at Ticketmaster.
See, I'd win that and absolutely re-gift that to someone.
The closest thing, I just think it's scabby. I would never
I'd love to be a scab.
The closest thing I've done
grab.
Is I think my ex-husband, Steve, he loves a stupid gift.
Yeah.
And we ended up buying this VHS tape one time called Nude Tai Chi and Yoga.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
And we have given that to a few friends. Oh. To be stupid,
but then we've immediately
said give it back to us because we want to keep doing it. But
all happens a bit too fast for me, Tai Chi. Oh, everyone just settle down a little.
I'll give it to you next, Flan.
Oh, please. No, we never want to see Flan doing nude Tai Chi.
He's already got that video.
He's in
it. I made that video myself. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just think it's scabby. I would feel too guilty. I would I'd just give it away.
No.
I'd give it to someone, but not for the gift. I'd say, look, I don't want to.
See, that's the art. The fun is seeing him so happy about a gift that you hadn't paid for that you got from somebody else.
Look at his face.
It's a winner. All right, we've thrown it open to the Gold Coast Triple M family. 1-300-925-666.
Michelle in Pimpamar. Michelle, do you re-gift?
I don't re-gift because I don't give gifts.
Michelle.
Can you fix that?
Yes, I want to fix that. Why don't you give gifts, Michelle?
Because you spend a day with your family and it's supposed to be wonderful and everyone's not seen each other for a while and they've got these gifts and when you open them, you go, holy
Crap.
Yeah.
Crap, yeah. This is horrid. And then you've got to sit there pretending that it's wonderful when it's not wonderful. And, yeah, so I gave up on that. And I just now say no gifts because I'd rather say that than say to them,
that's
what
nice.
I did last time. They're horrid.
Wow. What a lovely okay. salad bowl,
you.
Not.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you.
Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
Okay. Oh, good morning, Sarah in Carrara. Please tell me you're not a re-gifter.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Well done.
Tell us why.
Yeah, come on.
For the last 12 years, we've re-gifted a Greg Tripp CD.
A what, sorry?
A Greg Tripp CD.
A Greg
Tripp CD. That's Greg Tripp? Take an obscure artist and keep passing him around, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Re-gifting is, there's an art to it. I love it. Absolutely, Sarah. Yeah, one for you.
A great blank expression on someone's face, wouldn't it? Oh, it's Greg Tripp.
Yeah. Joanna.
Yep.
Joanna in Kingscliff. You re-gifter?
Yeah, hi. Yes, I did it once, actually twice with the same present. I gave a gift of a set of towels to a cousin for a wedding present.
Yeah.
We actually got married about 6 weeks later, and I got the same towels back from her as our wedding gift.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But then I went to a wedding about 2 weeks later, so then I passed those towels on.
Yeah!
After that, I don't know what happened, so I didn't probably go to any more weddings after that.
Don't you dare re-gift this.
You are officially the queen of re-gifting on the Gold Coast.
Yes.
You got a double to the you. Day on the green to Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I've been on the internet going to buy some. I just haven't clicked the buy now button yet.
Oh, don't bother. Don't bother.
Aww. Thank you so much.
That's the way. Click the re-gift button.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Joanne.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
8:36, an hour later on the Twee, leading up to Christmas, it gives us a chance to roll out.
Big enough to move freely, small enough so you can find the store. The Oasis Broadbeach.
Bauble!
92.5, Triple M's Christmas Bauble.
Well, it's a box of baubles, Triple M baubles, Gold Coast Triple M baubles, with names on them. So if you've got a name, you've got a chance to share in $2,000 worth of Oasis Shopping Centre Christmas cash, and we need someone to call.
Good morning, Triple M, who's this?
G'day, my name is Mitchell.
Yes, it is!
Yay!
That's the first bauble winner!
Flan's got one. All right, now the tally is Spider 2, me 2, Flan 1. Thank you, Mitchell.
On you, Mitchell.
Holy dolly. Thank you very much.
Hey, hang on. It's not that easy. We need a couple of baubles.
I didn't listen to the first part of this competition.
No. We just want you to say
the word.
Give us
original
your,
way.
Yeah, give us your version of bauble.
Baubles.
Baubles.
Nice.
Excellent. That's a winner. You well and truly deserve the $200 in Christmas cash to the Oasis Shopping Centre. Big enough to move freely, small enough that you can find the store, the Oasis Broadbeach.
I love that so much. That's actually, I reckon, the best bauble we've had. You've even rivaled Kerry's bauble.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
Massively appreciated.
It's a special weekend for anyone that wants to get a pet from the AWL.
Not wrong. Oh, my God. Didn't we have a great trip out there the other day?
Yes, we did. They do such a beautiful job, the Animal Welfare League, looking after all of our homeless pets.
Yeah, and some of the doggies, they're up for sale and at a really, really good price, and everything's done.
Yeah, you got to remember, though.
Come on.
What do you got to remember?
A pet is not just for Christmas.
No.
Exactly
well
right,
said.
Spider.
That's exactly right.
I'm very good on
this. This is why they're having their sale.
Well, you guys went out there on Wednesday, and yesterday on the show, here's what you had to say about that visit.
We had such a lovely visit to the Animal Welfare League yesterday at Coomba Bar. We said g'day to Craig, who's one of the guys that runs the show down there, and we met the two Sarahs.
On the front desk.
Yes.
Good morning to you girls.
Yes, it was so lovely, and they told us about this drive that they're having. Well, they're having a big sale this weekend on the animals.
What,
because
for animals?
Yes, I know it sounds...
At the AWL, yeah.
Yes. The thing is, Spider, they really want all of their animals to find homes for Christmas. It's their home for Christmas sale.
Yep.
Why don't they do a sale like it was at a butcher?
No, a boxer dog now, $199 at $199,
so you mean just
spruker?
Not
talking
about. That's so much better than what I thought from what you said.
Yeah, maybe use a cheap shop, not a butcher. Thank you.
Here, got Labrador cutlets for sale. No, I don't think that's what we should
do. No, Daisy's a Labrador. $30 down to $30 from $180. Dogs, $99 down from, I think, like about $480.
What?
So, yes, it's so good. It's a perfect time to adopt a pet.
Exactly right. And someone from the Gold Coast Triple M family has heard all about this and has got in touch.
Gareth, you're a massive fan of the AWL and you want to help people adopt a dog or a cat.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to put $50 towards Easy Dog accessories, leads, collars, harnesses to anyone who adopts a dog over the weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Awesome.
You
very
are
kind.
Yes, you are. So Easy Dog is your business.
And I'm a part of the business. There's a few of us involved, but we're a Gold Coast based business.
Awesome.
And we make leads, collars, harnesses, accessories, and all things for dogs.
Fantastic. Nice. And you have your products in the Animal Welfare League Centre, don't you?
Yes, they'll be available there when you adopt a dog. You'll be able to get some all the accessories that you need for your dog, and $50 of that will be covered by us and anything else you need.
Got a dog yourself, mate?
Yeah, I've got two boxes, crazy boxes.
Thank you very much, Gareth.
Thank you so much, Gareth. And, Gareth, you're doing this because this weekend there is a massive push to adopt some dogs, cats, and they've got a huge price reduction. Cats are down to $30 from $180. Some dogs are down to $99. So,
and we want to see as many dogs get their forever home as possible this weekend.
Well, thank you so much, your bit to help. So we really appreciate it.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
Triple M Breakfast, Flan, Alley and Spider. Busy weekend.
Absolutely. What are we all doing? Flan, what do you got on?
You know what? I've carved out a Saturday morning for a bloke called Jason Spall. Lovely man. Runs Coastal Asbestos.
Oh, yeah.
He owns 10 guitars, collects them, but he can't play them. So I want to teach him.
I
want to get him started because he's a lovely fella. But I think if you're a collector, you should be able to know how to strum.
Absolutely.
Good on you, Flan.
Depend on scheduling, but I'm available, Jace, ready to roll.
There you go.
What are you going to do if he's, like, really terrible and just can't get anything that you're trying to teach him?
Yeah, it does sound like you're describing my plan.
Yeah, I was going to say, Flan won't know the difference.
You'll be the blind leading the blind then.
Imagine that if Jace ends up teaching you.
Yeah, Jace ends up in Sugar Game.
Yeah.
Oh. Cut your life.
So, Ali, not much on for you, okay? Spider, what about you? What are you up to?
Thank you, Al. Well, nothing much exciting. I'm going to give a shout out to anyone else in the Triple M family that are moving this weekend or any time soon. Last year I moved over the Christmas holidays.
Good God.
I'm moving today. So, yes, tomorrow and over the weekend, I'll be unpacking, cleaning. I've got to go back to the rental, do some weeding. I think we're going to head to Brisbane on Sunday and pick up my ex-husband's gear, help him bring his stuff down. Yes, so
you've got a great week.
Thank you. Yeah. Who's jealous?
Absolutely.
I'm jelly, yes.
Spider, today?
I'm going out to the open day tomorrow out at Boss Caravans in Activity Crescent, Molondine. I'm going to be cooking the dim sims on the barbecue out there.
Hello.
So they've got a big Christmas special with some great deals. I'm doing that tomorrow. So, and also I've got to pick up my wife and my young fella tonight from the Brisbane airport, domestic. And I've got to drive him to international.
That is a quality visit.
I'm so excited.
Are you just doing that to make sure Cherie leaves the country?
I just want to make sure they're on that plane.
That is us for the week. Goodbye, Gold Coast. Goodbye, Flan.
See you, Triple M family. Have a fantastic weekend.
Yes, goodbye, Triple M family. And a special shout out to the crew at Mozza Mozza Spider, where we went last night. New Italian restaurant in the Southport Chucks. Southport Sharks, who we absolutely love
too. We do love them.
Yes, go and check out a new venue this weekend, Gold Coasters, and have a tops weekend.
Mozza, it's good.
Absolutely. And just to leave you on this one, just have a think.
Bit of wisdom.
Yep.
How do you tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
Okay.
You'll see one later and one in a while.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
That's the end of another big show. Download the Listener app to grab the latest podcast for free right now. 92.5
Triple M.